وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his rahmah and mercy on you and raise you in rank. Ameen. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Ud'u ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati wal maw'izatil hasana. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al Ansar International. So continuing with the stories of the illustrious companions and the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we today discuss Hazrat Sayyidina Sa'ad ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala an. His kunniyat is Abu Thabit. He was the leader of the Ansar. He was very generous. Hazrat Yahya ibn Kathir narrates that Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala had stipulated sending a bowl of thareed, it's meat and broth, daily to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so no matter which wife he went to, the bowl would be sent there. It was Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu's practice to make the following dua after salah. Allahumma rzuqni malan asta'inu bihi ala fi'ali. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَصْلُحُ الْفِعَالُ إِلَّا الْمَالُ. Oh Allah, give me so much wealth through which I could fulfill my actions. Because actions can only be fulfilled through wealth. It was such actions which the Quran Majid speaks about, like charity and caring for the widows and the orphans, etc. So this dua shows the benefit of wealth. However, if a person uses his wealth wrongfully, it can become a means for his punishment and destruction. The fault will be with the owner of the wealth and not the wealth. That is why we must make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, grant us halal rizq and halal wealth. And O Allah, let us spend our halal resources in halal avenues. How wonderful that sort of wealth shall be. Regarding the sacrifices of Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala an, the whole of Medina was in danger on the occasion of the Battle of Uhud. People were keeping guard around the city. Hazrat Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala an left his house and kept guard of the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved him immensely and used to go regularly to his house. He made dua for him on one occasion saying, Allahumma ij'al salawataka wa rahmataka ala ali Sa'ad ibn Ubadah. O Allah, send your peace and mercy on the family of Sa'ad ibn Ubadah. He passed away in Sham in the year 15 Hijri during the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Others are of the opinion that he passed away in the 11th year of Hijri in the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Allah knows best. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu ta'ala anhu is another very, very great and eminent Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He embraced Islam before his father. He says, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for permission to record his ahadith and he gave me permission. And so I began recording them. Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu's notebook is known as Sahifa Sadiqah. He used to say, had you acquired genuine knowledge, you would have engaged in so many prostrations that your back would become bent and you would scream so much that you would lose your voice. You should therefore cry, and if you cannot cry, adopt the appearance of a crying person and cry profusely. Now, for the seekers of knowledge and the ulama, what great advice is this here, that we must cry in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are acquiring the beautiful knowledge of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He used to say, I prefer crying out of the fear of Allah ta'ala than giving 1,000 dinars in charity. From this we can gauge the extent of his fear for the hereafter. It is a real lesson for us. His character was excellent. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala was well known for his asceticism, piety and abundant worship. He used to pass his days fasting and his night in Allah's worship. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard about this, he summoned for him and said, O Abdullah, I have learned that you pledge to fast for the rest of your life and spend your nights in worship. He replied, Yes, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May my parents be sacrificed for you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, You will not be able to do this. Fast and take a break in between as well. Perform salah and take a rest as well. Fast for 3 days in a month, because the reward for a good deed is multiplied by 10. But its reward is equal to fasting an entire life, he said. O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I have the strength to do more than this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, okay, fast for 1 day and do not fast for 2 days. So he said, I have the strength to do more than this. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, fast 1 day and do not fast the next. This was the way of Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam, and it is the best way of fasting. So he said, I have the strength to do more than this. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is nothing better than this. So thus for the rest of his life, he followed the way of Hazrat Dawud alayhi salam by fasting during the day and spending most of the night in worship. He was so enthusiastic about reading the noble Quran that he would complete one recitation every 3 days. But when he became old and weak, it became difficult to carry out all these acts of worship. He would say, if only I had accepted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's concession at that time. Now we discuss Hazrat Sayyiduna Fadl ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala. Regarding his name and lineage, his name is Fadl. His father is Abbas ibn Abdul Muttalib. His kunyat is Abu Muhammad. And his mother's name is Lubaba. He was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's paternal cousin. He embraced Islam before the Battle of Badr. His entire family had been illuminated by the light of Islam by then, but they did not announce their Islam out of fear for the idol worshippers and the mushrikeen. So he emigrated with his respected father, Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala an, shortly before the conquest of Makkah. He first took part in the conquest of Makkah, Fateh Makkah. The Battle of Hunain took place thereafter, and he displayed extraordinary bravery and courage in it. When the ranks of the Muslim army were scattered during the initial defeat, his steadfastness and determination remained unwavering. He remained all the time with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. During the farewell pilgrimage, he left with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam while seated with him on the same animal. Thus he was given the title Radifi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the one who was seated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. While seated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a young and beautiful woman from the Qas'an tribe came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to inquire about the ruling of Hajj. Now, it is not permissible for women to cover their faces when performing Hajj. And so this woman's face was exposed. Now, there is a manner that we adopt today where you have a screen, you know, out of a visor cap as a screen. And then you have your parda over a visor cap, which is the most appropriate way. So anyway, This the father of the Allah Ta'ala Anu too was a handsome person. So she began staring at him, and he too was looking at her. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned Fazl's face away from her several times, but he continued turning his face towards her. So Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam eventually said to him, "My dear brother, the person who controls his eyes, ears, and tongue on this day will have all his sins forgiven." He had the honor of sharing Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a sheet at the time when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was pelting the Jamarat. We learn about the reprehensibility of casting evil glances, a malady which is quite rife today, and the glad tidings which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam conveyed for giving up this evil. We ought to bear this in mind. All Muslim males and females must be constantly mindful of this so that they may be honored with the good fortune of forgiveness. The following couplet is repeatedly quoted by the awliya: "Seal your tongue, eyes, and ears. If after doing this, you still do not see the light of truth, you may laugh at me." I repeat that. The awliya kiram, they say, "Seal your tongue, eyes, and ears. If after doing this, you still do not see the light of truth, now you're connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you may laugh at me." Hazrat Fadl radiallahu ta'ala anhu also had the honor of tending to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his final hours. When he went out to deliver his final sermon during his final illness, he took support from two people. One of them was Hazrat Fadl radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used him as a means to make an announcement to the Muslims. He then had the final honor of giving ghusl to the pure body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was one of those who were present for this noble responsibility. What an honor. He poured water while Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu washed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Fadl ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed away in the year 18 Hijri. He was one of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum who passed away in the plague of Amwas. May Allah ta'ala be pleased with him. Now, inshallah, we will discuss the two grandsons of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anh and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anh, in our next talk. Also very, very enlightening, you know, character and very, very notable personalities, and we'll speak about their martyrdom. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of truly valuing the sacrifices of these great sahaba ikram, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.